By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to our program Rise and Shine. Please don't go anywhere. Watch our program. We're going to be starting our program off with a beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaytan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
ان اقذفیہ فی التابوت فاقذفیہ فی الیم فلیلقہ الیم بالساحل یأخذہ عدو لی وعدو لہ
کہ اس بچے کو صندوق میں رکھ کر دریا میں ڈال دے تو دریا اسے کنارے پر ڈالے کہ اسے وہ اٹھا لے جو میرا دشمن اور اس کا دشمن
وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِّنِّي وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي
اور میں نے تجھ پر اپنی طرف کی محبت ڈالی اور اس لیے کہ تو میری نگاہ کے سامنے تیار ہو
اِذْ تَمْشِي أُخْتُكَ فَتَقُولُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى مَنْ يَكْفُلُهُ
تیری بہن چلی پھر کہا کیا میں تمہیں وہ لوگ بتا دوں جو اس بچے کی پرورش کریں
فَرَجَعْنَاكَ إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنْ
تو ہم تجھے تیری ماں کے پاس پھیر لائے کہ اس کی آنکھ ٹھنڈی ہو اور غم نہ کرے
وَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا فَنَجَّيْنَاكَ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَفَتَنَّاكَ فُتُونًا
اور تو نے ایک جان کو قتل کیا تو ہم نے تجھے غم سے نجات دی اور تجھے خوب جانچ لیا
فَلَبِثْتَ سِنِينَ فِي أَهْلِ مَدْيَنَ ثُمَّ جِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدَرٍ يَا مُوسَى
تو تُو کئی برس مدین والوں میں رہا پھر تُو ایک ٹھہرائے وعدے پر حاضر ہوا اے موسیٰ
وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي
اور میں نے تجھے خاص اپنے لیے بنایا
اذهب انت واخوك بآياتي ولا تنيا في ذكري
تو اور تیرا بھائی دونوں میری نشانیاں لے کر جاؤ اور میری یاد میں سستی نہ کرنا
اذهبا الى فرعون انه طغى
دونوں فرعون کے پاس جاؤ بے شک اس نے سر اٹھایا
فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى
تو اس سے نرم بات کہنا اس امید پر کہ وہ دھیان کرے یا کچھ ڈرے
قَالَا رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا نَخَافُ أَن يَفْرُطَ عَلَيْنَا أَوْ أَن
دونوں نے عرض کیا اے ہمارے رب بے شک ہم ڈرتے ہیں کہ وہ ہم پر زیادتی کرے یا شرارت سے پیش آئے
قال لا تخافا اننی معکما اسمع وارا
فرمایا ڈرو نہیں میں تمہارے ساتھ ہوں سنتا اور دیکھتا
فأتياه فقولا إنا رسولا ربك فأرسل معنا بني إسرائيل و تعذبهم
تو اس کے پاس جاؤ اور اس سے کہو کہ ہم تیرے رب کے بھیجے ہوئے ہیں، تو اولاد یعقوب کو ہمارے ساتھ چھوڑ دے اور انہیں تکلیف نہ دے۔
قد جئناک بآیۃ من ربک،
بے شک ہم تیرے پاس تیرے رب کی طرف سے نشانی لائے ہیں۔
والسلام علی من اتبع الہدى،
اور سلامتی اسے جو ہدایت کی پیروی کرے۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ الحمدللہ عزوجل، we were listening to سورہ طہٰ، and mashallah azawajal, Surah Taha we are reading, and then the plan is to finish the Quran as well very soon inshallah azawajal. Now we need to make an intention and we need to start to plan this. We are going to be talking about an important topic, and the topic that I want to be talking about is zakat, because that's what most people are tuned to do now. They will be going back, they'll be making out their zakat preparations, and inshallah azza wa jalla, with that may Allah ta'ala give us the heart to give money in the way of Allah azza wa jalla. But let's listen to the kalam for today and then we'll go into our topic for today inshallah. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu 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 شب کی رونق زلفوں سے،
اللہ 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 اللہ
خزینہ ہے مولا، گنجینہ رحمت ہے آقا، ہادی ہے تمامی امت کے، اور شریعت کے،
اللہ 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 اللہ،
ساعتی شجر الحجر شق القمر بإشارته، انگلی کے اشارے پیڑ چلے، اعجاز سے پتھر بول اٹھے، اور چاند ہو ہوا ہے دو ٹکڑے انگوشت کے ایک اشارے سے شرف ان کو بخشا نام سے اپنی عز و بقا طوفان میں جب یہ نام لیا پھر ڈوبتوں کو ہے کنارہ ملا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عزوجل, ویری بیوٹیفل کلام. ماشاءاللہ عزوجل. ڈیئر اسلامی برادرز اینڈ ویورز آف مدنی چینل, یو آر واچنگ رائز اینڈ شائن. الحمدللہ عزوجل, وی آر ناؤ اباؤٹ ٹو ٹیل یو واٹ دا ٹاپک فار ٹوڈے از, بلیسنگز آف زکات. You know, some of the importance of zakat, why zakat is important, what is zakat, how much do we give zakat, and how do we work out our zakat. These are some of the important questions that I certainly had in my mind that I need to mention, inshallah azza wa jal. At the time of Sayyiduna Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, his chacha, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam's chacha, he was called Yashar. And Yashar had a son whose name was Qarun. And Qarun was a very rich person, so rich that 40 people used to carry the keys of his treasure. And these were not normal people. These were, well, you say, bodybuilders. And they're the ones that were carrying the keys for the treasure of Qarun. That is how rich he was. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned inside the glorious Quran, اور ہم نے اس کو اتنے خزانے دیے جن کی کنجیاں ایک زور آور جماعت پر باری تھیں. یعنی اللہ تعالیٰ gave so much wealth to قارون that a group, he says here, 40 bodybuilders used to carry the keys for the treasure of Qarun. When Allah Azza wa Jal made zakat farz upon Bani Israel, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam called Qarun. And Qarun made a promise that from 1,000 dinar, he would give 1 dinar. From 1,000 dirham, he would give 1 dirham. Dirham and dinar is gold and silver coins. And from 1,000 goats, he would give 1 goat in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yani, one part of every 1,000, he would give in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. When he went home, and he started to calculate his zakat, and he thought to himself, this is too much. All this wealth is going to go away from me. So what Qarun did, he called Bani Israel. And as he called Bani Israel, he said to them, O Bani Israel, do you know that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is now going to take our wealth away and use it for himself? Ma'azallah, he was now slandering one of the greatest prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the people, they said that, you are our leader. You know, you are the eldest, you're the richest. You tell us what to do and we'll follow you. So Qarun, he gave him an idea. And he went to a woman, ma'azallah, a bad woman. And he said to her that if she can slander, and then when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is going to be slandered, Bani Israel will go away from him and our wealth will be saved. So the next day, Qarun called Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and he says that everyone is waiting for you to do your speeches, to do your bayan. And as normal, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was telling Bani Israel regarding the punishments of sins. And Qarun spoke up and said, O Musa, are these punishments for only Bani Israel or are they for you as well? And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was quite surprised first. And then he says that, no, these punishments are for me as well. If I am involved in these sins, then these punishments are for me as well. So Qarun, he said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that Bani Israel are thinking, or they assume, or they think that there is a woman that is says that, ma'azallah, you have committed adultery with her. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is now in Jalal. He was very angry and he says, go and call that woman. And the woman was called. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to that woman, I give you the oath that swear in the name of Allah who made us cross the river Nile. I swear by Allah, the one who has given us the Torah Sharif. Tell these people what the truth is. And that woman now, because she's scared because of the wrath of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the Jalal, and she says that, O Prophet of Allah, the truth is that Qarun has given me a lot of wealth. He's given me a lot of money that I slander you, that you've committed adultery with me. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he then went into sajda and he thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for his favor and for Allah Ta'ala's madad. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then said that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, if I am your true prophet, then Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, punish Qarun. So Allah Ta'ala sent a revelation to Musa alayhi salam that, O Musa, I have made the earth subservient to you. You are in control of the earth. Do whatever you want, or say whatever you want to the earth. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam ordered the earth, O earth, grab hold of him. And he says that those people that were with Qarun, only 2 of them were left behind. The rest of them, they all went away from him. So the earth, it swallowed Qarun and both of them 2 people. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, now in anger in Jalal, again said, O earth, grip him. And the earth started to swallow until he came to his knees. And then he says that, O earth, grab him. And the earth started to swallow Qarun until he was fully drowned in the earth. And it says, until the day of judgment, Qarun will be drowning in the earth. And then the Bani Israel, they started to talk amongst themselves that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has maybe punished Qarun because he wants to take over his wealth. And then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam again, he makes a dua and he asks all the house of Qarun and all the wealth of Qarun to be swallowed into the earth. And Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned this story inside the glorious Quran, para number 20, Suratul Qasas, verse number 81. The translation from Kanzul Iman: we henceforth caused him and his home to sink into the earth. Hence, he had no group to help save him from Allah, nor could he take revenge. So Allah Ta'ala mentions this story inside the glorious Quran. Ali Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you know, when someone falls in love with the wealth of this world, the person doesn't think straight. He thinks everything is fine. He doesn't think straight. That is why they say when Allah Ta'ala wants to punish someone, his aqal, his intellect is the first thing that is taken away from him. Just like Qarun, how could you ever think of ma'azallah making bad dua or even slandering the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal? And because he wanted to save his wealth, he slandered the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even now today as well, we see people, you know, for the kursi, for the chair, for a status, for a role in a business or something, they will start to slander the other person. Why are you giving this role to this person? He's like this. Why are you giving this position to him? He's like this. And they start to slander people. Zakat is farz upon the believers. Zakat is farz upon the Muslims. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned zakat alongside salah, alongside namaz. Wa aqimu salata wa atu zakat. Zakat and salah are together. Wa aqimu salah and establish salah and give charity, give in zakat. Now, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that these verses of the Quran are the proof that zakat is farz upon the Muslims. How much zakat is farz upon every Muslim? 2.5% zakat. Now just imagine, if you had £100, only £2.50 is what you need to give in charity. If you have £1,000, only £25 is zakat. That is peanuts. That is nothing compared to what Allah Ta'ala has given you. And then if you ask yourself, who gave you all this wealth? Ye diya kisne hai paisa? Allah ne diya hai na. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned five basic roots or foundations of Islam. Islam ki bunyad panch baaton par hai. Islam, the foundation of Islam is upon five things. Number one, believing in Allah Azza wa Jal and the finality and the prophethood of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. To offer salah, to give zakat, to perform hajj, and to fast in the month of Ramadan. These are the five conditions or the five, base that Islam's building stands upon. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned inside the glorious Quran, Tarjamah Kanzul Iman, aur wohi hai jisne zameen mein tumhe naib kiya, and it is he who has made you the naib, you know, the ambassador, aur tumme ek dusre par darjum bulandi di hai. Allah Ta'ala has given you a different status, he's given you a higher status, ke tumhe azmaye. This is a very important word, azmaye, so that Allah Ta'ala can test you. Is cheez mein jo tumhe ata ki, so Allah can test you what he has given you. Now Allah Ta'ala is going to test us in many, many different ways. That's also mentioned in the Quran. He will test you with your money. He will test you with your status. He will test you with health. He will test you with your children. He will test you with fear. He will test you with hunger. Many, many other things Allah Ta'ala will test you. And one of the biggest tests will be about money. Because naturally, a person is very close to wealth. Everyone, illa mashallah, I can't say everyone for 100%, but most people, they have wealth. They need wealth to live their lives. So in the same way, this world is a place of test. And Allah Ta'ala will test you as he tested people before us. So we can't really say, why am I being tested? Why is this happening to me? The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was he not tested by Allah azza wa jal? He was tested the most out of all the prophets of Allah. He was tested the most. Why? Because he is the most closest to Allah azza wa jal. That is why. So remember, Allah ta'ala doesn't test you that ma'azallah he wants to punish you, but he tests you how close you are to Rabb azza wa jal. In the same way, let's listen to two beautiful hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Tumhare Islam ka pura hona ye hai. For your religion to be completed, tum apne malu ki zakat ada karo. That you give zakat on your wealth." The second hadith, "Jo Allah azza wa jal aur uske rasool sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam par iman rakhta ho, the one who believes in Allah and the messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, use lazim hai apne maal ki zakat ada kare. It is important, lazim hai, very important. It's important that he gives zakat on his wealth." Zakat dene wale ko dusri saadat ye milti hai. The other blessing that a person receives from Allah Azza wa Jal when he gives zakat is that the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal showers upon that person. Allah Ta'ala mentions inside the glorious Quran, para number 9, Surah Araf, verse number 156. Aur meri rahmat har cheez ko gere hai. My mercy has surrounded, encompassed everything. To an kareeb mein ne'matu ko unke liye likh dunga. And very soon I will write down the ne'mats for them. Jo darte aur zakat dete hain. Yani Allah Ta'ala will give the rizq to those people. He will write blessings for those people. He will write the mercy for those people who are scared of Allah, who have the fear of Allah, and those people who give their zakat. Apni rahmat ki, apni ata ki, mere mola tu khairat de de, laaj rakh mere daste dua ki, mere mola tu khairat de. How do we attain taqwa, piety, fear of Allah Azza wa Jal? As we heard in the previous verse, that Allah Ta'ala is going to give his blessings to those people who fear him. How can you have that fear of Allah? How can you have that taqwa? Then, Pyar Islam Bhaiyo, the third blessing of giving zakat, as the Quran mentions in Surah Baqarah, para number 1, verse number 3, muttaqeen, Allah Ta'ala unki alamat bayan farmata hai. Allah Ta'ala talks about the signs of the muttaqeen. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنفِقُونَ اور ہماری دی ہوئی روزی میں سے ہماری راہ میں اٹھائیں. And from the risk that I have given you, from the rozi, the wealth that I've given you, give in my way. And if you want to give zakat, what happens? First of all, you need to have the fear of Allah. Second, you need to have the jazba, the willingness to give zakat. What will happen if you do give zakat? Yeah, Allah Ta'ala will give you piety and taqwa. And the second thing that you'll receive is Allah will give you success. Allah Ta'ala mentions in para number 18, Surah Al-Mu'minun, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّهُوِ مُعْرِدُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. بے شک مراد کو پہنچے ایمان والے. یعنی those people have attained success. They've reached to their goal. Who? ایمان والے. Those who have accepted ایمان. نماز میں گڑ گڑاتے ہیں. They cry in their salah. اور وہ جو کسی بےہدہ بات کی طرف التفات نہیں کرتے. And those that do not talk about indecent things. اور وہ کہ زکاة دینے کا کام کرتے ہیں. And those that give their zakat. So here Allah Ta'ala mentions in this verse of the Quran that these people will be successful. Who does not want to be successful? ہر بندہ چاہتا ہے میں کامیاب ہو جاؤں. تو کامیابی کا راستہ کیا ہے؟ اللہ تعالیٰ کی راہ میں, اللہ کی راہ میں, اللہ کا مال. The wealth that Allah has given us, give the wealth in the way of Allah عز و جل. We have a daily reminder as well, inshallah azza wa jal. So let's take this daily reminder and then we'll come back to our topic and we'll talk more about zakat, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
There's a beautiful hadith I would like to share with you, which is mentioned in Shamail al-Tirmizi. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha reports that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would intentionally fast on Mondays and Thursdays. Alhamdulillah, it would be easy for us to fast on Mondays and Thursdays following the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. We will have benefits of the hereafter for sure, but inshallah benefits of this world also. Respected viewers, as far as health benefits are concerned of fasting, according to one research which is very famous in this day and age, that is known as intermittent fasting, and an approach of a 5:2 ratio of intermittent fasting explains that one has to eat 5 days and fast for 2 days, Mondays and Thursdays. Allahu Akbar. The sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, which was mentioned 1400 years ago, even today's research is proving that has its own health benefits and helps to reduce weight. We can definitely follow the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam for the benefits of the hereafter, but inshallah we will also gain the benefits of this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to fast in other than Ramadan, also following the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. If you've just joined us, then alhamdulillah, it's a very beautiful morning here. Now, we were talking about the blessings of zakat. Why is it and what are the blessings of giving zakat? Another blessing of giving zakat in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal is that Allah Azza wa Jal will help those people. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, para number 17, Suratul Hajj, verse number 40 and 41. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And Allah will undoubtedly, definitely help the one who helps his religion. Indeed, Allah is surely all-powerful, ever-dominant. Those people that if we give them control in the land, they would keep salah established and pay zakah and command virtue and forbid evil. And only for Allah is the end of all matters. Subhanallah. So if you want to be successful and you want to have the help of Allah Azza wa Jal, then what do? You give zakat in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. You give charity, you feed the poor people, you help those people in need. There are many, many people, especially in the last couple of years, people have lost their jobs. You know, we've had floods, we've had earthquakes, we've had volcanoes, we've had so many natural disasters. People have lost their jobs because of the COVID situation. People have closed their businesses. People are very, very hard. They're struggling. So please give in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. What Allah Ta'ala has given you. People might say, the shaitan will whisper, well, I earned this money. Who gave you the power to earn this money? If you say, this is my money, this is my wealth, then who gave you this wealth? If Allah Ta'ala wouldn't, He would not have given you anything. Now also, when you give zakat, you put love, you put happiness in the heart of a Muslim. Just imagine if there is a poor family and they're deserving zakat, and you go and give them zakat, you give them some of your wealth. You know, just imagine if they had a bill that they had to pay, or if they had a debt that they had to pay, and you go to their house, you knock on the door and you say to them, this is my money from me. Now, you don't have to say it's zakat, and it's better not to say that it's zakat. So just say to them, this is money from me. Now, when they see that money, they could buy food for their children. They could pay their debts off. Just imagine that happiness you're going to be putting into the heart of a Muslim. Remember, Whoever puts happiness in the heart of a Muslim, Allah Azza wa Jal's beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, is quoted in Mu'jam Kabir, Allah Azza wa Jal ke nazdeek, faraiz ki adaigi ke baad, after fulfilling the faraid of Allah Azza wa Jal, sab se afzal amal, musalmanu ke dil mein khushi daakhil karna hai. The best action after that is to put happiness in the heart of a Muslim. And alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is the beauty of the affairs of Islam. Ye ek Islami muashara hai. You know, the alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the beauty of Islam, that a person gives, the wealthy give their wealth to the poor people. They share it amongst, you know, their fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said. بے شک مؤمن کے لیے مؤمن مثال امارت ہے, بعض بعض کو تقویت پہنچاتا ہے. He says that just like you have a building, some of the material in that building supports the rest of the building. In the same way, a rich person, a person with wealth, a person with money can support his Muslim brother. And then the other thing is that because of paying zakat, Muslims will have a special connection and a special strong bond amongst themselves. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, مسلمانوں کی آپس میں دوستی اور رحمت و شفقت کی مثال جسم کی طرح ہے. The love and friendship of the Muslims is like the example of a body. جب جسم کا کوئی عضو بیمار ہوتا ہے, when one part of the body has illness, تو بخار اور بے خوابی میں سارا جسم اس کا شریک ہوتا ہے. Yeah, so if you've got pain anywhere in the body, yeah, the whole body is in pain. You can't say, well, my foot is aching, I can't get to sleep. That is the true version. Why? Because even if it's your foot, the rest of the body is not in pain, it's only the foot. But the rest of the body joins in with that pain. That's why you can't get to sleep as well. And then another blessing of giving zakat is that you are purifying your wealth. Maybe during your earning of wealth, the haram may have come in. By giving zakat, what you are doing is you are purifying your wealth. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, اپنے مال کی زکات نکال کے وہ پاک کرنے والی ہے. You know, he says that give zakat from your wealth and it is purifies, تجھے پاک کر دے گی, it will purify you as well. So in essence, zakat is the one that will purify the wealth of a Muslim. So purify your wealth, purify your earning and purify your own self as well. And then the another benefit of giving zakat, Allah Ta'ala mentioned inside the glorious Quran, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 180. اور جو بخل کرتے ہیں, those people who are stingy, اس چیز میں جو اللہ نے انہیں اپنے فضل سے دی, that what Allah Ta'ala has given them out of His mercy, دی کس نے ہے؟ اللہ نے دی ہے. ہرگز اسے اپنے لیے اچھا نہ سمجھیں. Don't think that when you are being stingy in giving in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, don't think of it as good. بلکہ وہ ان کے لیے برا ہے. بلکہ, but it is bad for them. ان قریب وہ جس میں بخل کیا تھا. Yeah, very soon, what you have done, what you were stinginess in, قیامت کے دن ان کے گلے کا توک ہوگا. That will be توک, meaning a rope around your neck. So my dear Islam brothers, a very beautiful poet has said, مجھے مال و دولت کی آفت نے گھیرا, بچا یا الہی, بچا یا الہی, نہ دے جاہو حشمت نہ دولت کی کسرت, گدائے مدینہ بنا یا الہی. Most likely, that is the kalam of Amir Ahl Sunnat. So alhamdulillah, azawajal, up till now, we've learned so many blessings of zakat. The one who gives zakat, he is the one who fears Allah azawajal. The one who gives zakat, purify his wealth. The one who gives zakat is the one who is pious and has the taqwa. Another blessing of giving zakat, Allah will give you blessing in your earning as well. Surah Saba, verse number 39, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, اور جو چیز تم اللہ کی راہ میں خرچ کرو. Whatever you spend in the way of Allah, وہ اس کے بدلے اور دے گا. He will give you more in return. اور وہ سب سے بہتر رزق دینے والا ہے. No doubt he is the best of givers. And he is the best one to give us sustenance. So here, if you give in the way of Allah, Allah will give you more. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. We've got a very beautiful daily hadith as well. So let's listen and watch to this beautiful daily hadith, and then we'll come back to our unique topic of blessing of zakat, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the mercy of the Rasul of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was astounding. The Messenger of Allah was once resting on a journey. Ghawrath bin Harith then came and took the sword of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and removed it from its sheath, intending to martyr him. Now when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awoke from his sleep, Ghawrath said, "O Muhammad, who can save you from me now?" Now, listen to the reply of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah. He replied by simply saying, "Allah." Ghawrath was overawed when he heard this, causing him to let go of the sword that he was holding. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then picked it up in his sacred hand and asked, "Who is there to save you from my hand now?" Ghawrath began to plead, saying, "Only you can save my life." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, again the mercy comes into happening. Let him go and forgave him. After this incident, Ghawrath returned to his nation and said, "O people, I have returned after meeting with such a person who is the best of all humans on earth." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these incidents highlight how our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would treat everyone, every single person from child to adults, with love and compassion, as well as not become angry with anyone due to personal reasons. No matter how personal anything got, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always kind. But when the boundaries of Sharia were breached in front of him and the divine laws were disregarded, signs of anger would become visible upon his noble forehead. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, anything personal to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not matter to him. But when the boundaries of Sharia were disregarded, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would get really, really angry. We must take care and all do good deeds and please the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins for his sake. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We're talking about the blessings of zakat. A very beautiful verse inside the glorious Quran. How Allah Azza wa Jalla increases the wealth of a person who gives in charity, who gives in zakat. Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Baqarah, para number 3, verse number 261 and 262. Translation from Kanzul Iman. The example of those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah is similar to a grain which has sprouted 7 ears of wheat, and each ear contains 100 grains. And Allah may increase even more than this for whomsoever He wills. And Allah is all-encompassing, all-knowing. Those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah, and after spending, they do not boast of their favor, nor taunt. Their reward is with their Lord. They shall have no fear, nor shall they grieve. Subhanallah. So those people who give their wealth in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will increase their wealth. Allah Azza wa Jal will multiply their wealth. And then the scholars, they also mention that Allah Ta'ala is up to him how much he increases a person's wealth. So subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, sadaqa se maal kam nahi hota. When you give in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, your wealth does not decrease. Never think to yourself. Again, it's the shaitan that sometimes will whisper a person that, your wealth will decrease. Look, you had 1,000, now you've only got 975 pounds left. Yeah, you got 100 pounds, now you've only got 97.50 left. That's the shaitan that will give you all these thoughts. But alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, and we believe and we trust in Allah Azza wa Jal that our wealth will always increase when we give in the way of Allah. It will never ever decrease. And then one of the other importance of giving zakat is maal ke shar se banda hifazat mein rehta hai. Wealth is something that can divert you from the remembrance of Allah. As Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, that, oh believers, do not let your wealth and your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah. And those who do will be the losers. Who wants to be a loser? I don't want to be a loser. So therefore, wealth is something that Allah Ta'ala will test you on your wealth. Aapse Allah Ta'ala imtihan lega, imtihan hona sara. E na socho maal ai reha sam, but Allah na khas karam hai. Karam vi ho si. Lekin imtihan, that could be a test. Allah has given you all this wealth. Allah has given you health. Allah has given you all this beautiful life. It's a test from Allah. He's going to judge who does the best and who does the bad. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, jisne apne maal ki zakat ada kar di, beshak usse maal ka shar dur ho gaya. Allah Ta'ala has kept him away from the badness of wealth. For shar ka matlab badness, evil of wealth. Now when a person has wealth, yeah, pehle hamare paas kuch nahi tha. Yeah, let's go back 50, 60 years ago, yeah, the latest. When people did not have much wealth, yeah, what happened? They all used to be together. Yeah, families used to be together. There were no walls in between the houses. You know, two gardens were not separated between a wall. There was just an open garden. Yeah, someone was living here, someone was living here, someone living here, someone living there. It was an open area. Now we've got walls, we've divided them. Why? Because of wealth. When we had no wealth, we had love for one another. Now we don't have that love anymore. When we had wealth, when we did not have wealth, we had time for everyone. Now, I don't even have time for my family. Why? I'm too busy. So when a person gives in the way of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will keep him away from evil of the wealth as well. And then, hifazat-e maal ka sabab. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, اپنے مالوں کو زکاة دے کر مضبوط قلعوں میں کر لو. یعنی protect your wealth in high forts by giving زکاة. اور اپنے بیماروں کا علاج خیرات سے کرو. Yeah? Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when any of you falls ill, give in charity. زکاة دیو, صدقات دیو, خیرات دیو. Give more in the way of Allah when you are ill. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala will inshallah shower his blessing and his mercy upon those people. So for example, if we fall ill, what do? Try to give zakat, try to give in charity inshallah. Another blessing of giving zakat is that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, two beautiful hadiths. Jisne kisi tang dast ke liye asani ki hai. The one who has made easy for someone who was in trouble. Tang dast hai, yani he didn't have enough wealth. Allah Ta'ala uske liye dunya aur akhirat mein aasani kar dega. Allah Ta'ala will make it easier for him in the dunya and in the hereafter as well. So if you find out that someone needs my wealth, someone is in distress, he can't pay his mortgage, he's got debts to pay, he's not got enough money to feed his family, then what you do is you help that person. Because of the health of that person, Allah will make your dunya and your hereafter a better place. Jo kisi musliman ko dunyavi takleef se rihai de. The one who takes someone out of the problems of this dunya, to Allah Ta'ala usse qiyamat ke din ki musibat dur farmayega. Allah Ta'ala will keep him away from the calamities, from the problems of the hereafter as well. So what we need to do is we need to start to look for those people who are in need. Like I said, it's very, very important. Talash karo, har bande ki nahi zakat lagni. Yeah, people, you need to make sure that you are giving your zakat to the right person. Make sure you are helping the right. Sadly, there are a lot of people out there who don't qualify for zakat, but people will still give them. Why? Sorry, neighbors, and they'll have, you know, they'll have enough money that they can feed themselves, but we still give zakat to them. Halanki, there might be other people who are not going to ask you for zakat. They're not going to come to your house or knock on your door and say, I'm a poor person, please help me. You know, isko kehte hai na safed posh people. These people, they will hide themselves, they will not. Now it's up to us. We need to go and look for these people. And then also, when you give zakat to a poor person, what does he do? He gives you dua. I can remember a story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, where a person was given the choice that if he wants to be wealthy in the first part of his life or he wants to be poor in the first part of his life. And that person, he chooses to be wealthy in the first part of his life. I'm just telling you the bits of the story. And he says to Musa alayhi salam, I want to be rich in the first part of my life. So Allah Ta'ala blesses him with a lot of animals and gold and silver. And he has so many goats, animals, you know, loads of animals. And becomes a very, very rich person. Now, a person came up to him, says that, I'm a poor person. Can you please give me something from your wealth that Allah has given you? And he said to that person, take whatever you want. Allah Ta'ala has blessed me. Jo cheez chahiye hai na kini kado, kitne janwar chahiye kado. Take them. The person, he says, may Allah increase your wealth. May Allah Ta'ala give you more blessings. May Allah Ta'ala keep you rich all your life. Taibar barkata mehant you Allah or there. And then another person came. I'm a hungry person. I haven't eaten for days. Please help me. And the person said, whatever you need, take it. Jitna chahiye na chahiye kado. Allah na deta hua. And the person made dua for him as well. When his first part or the part of his life where he was going to be rich, when that came to an end, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam observed and he saw that he was still wealthy. He still had a lot of wealth. So he went into the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and he says, Ya Allah, you said that he is going to be wealthy in one part of his life and in the second part he's going to be poor. He made the choice to be wealthy in the first part of his life. His first part of his life is about to end, but I can see he's still wealthy. So Allah Ta'ala said to him, O Musa, how can I not accept the du'as of those people who made in his behalf? How can I not look at his charity? Because of his sadaqah, I have decided that he's going to be rich all his life. Ameer banna chahne ho na? Allah niraj diyo. Give in the way of Allah. Allah, inshallah, will bless you. Give in the way of Allah. I guarantee you. You know, how? I don't even have a status to give you that guarantee. But Allah has given us the guarantee. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us the guarantee. Subhanallah. Let me give you an example of those people who will make dua for you. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam said, "Tum ko Allah ta'ala ki madad aur rizq zaifun ki barakat aur unki duaon ke sabab pahunchta hai." That Allah ta'ala's help and barakat in your sustenance, in your wealth is given to you because of the du'as of the older people. You know, sometimes you go to Pakistan and you see an old person carrying a lot of load, bichare mazdoor and kuliyan kam karne, and there's so much problem this. They have to carry so much on their heads and they go through so much trouble and they are old. Just imagine if you can go up to someone and say, Babaji, go and sit at home. It's not your age to work. I will give you money every month. And you see, sadly, so many people are there struggling. They're very old. I met with this very old man. And I think it was somewhere in Punjab we went to. And he was still carrying, you know, loads of heavy material on his head. And he had to deliver blocks of wood. And he was carrying them and then he put them onto a trolley and he was, you know, pulling that trolley. You know, I didn't get time to suddenly meet him because I was in a car. But that's how, you know, people are working. Now just imagine if we can say to that person, sit at home I will give you. Whatever you are earning, I will give you by sitting at home. How much happiness you will put into the heart of that person. Subhanallah. Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, you know the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they had that enthusiasm. They had that jazbah. They had that love to give zakat in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they would give zakat happily. So therefore, whenever you give zakat, always give zakat happily. Muna banao, dil lagi, takleef na hai, heart attack na hai, ya, oi, 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 maa maal chala gaya. Uff, maa Allah, zahar poon, ju panji poon, maa chala gaya. Don't do that. Ah, subhanallah, ya Allah, you are the one who gave me wealth, I am giving in your way. Ya Allah, this is what you've given me, I'm giving it in your way. And be happy that Allah Ta'ala has chosen you to give zakat. Where there are thousands of people that don't give zakat, Allah Ta'ala has kept you away from his disobedience and you are giving zakat. Shukar ada karo. Main tahana sajde vich banda chala jaye. Ya Allah, you have made me such, you have given me so much wealth, that Ya Allah, you have made me into a position that I can help people as well. Help people. Lonai madad karo. Hell, it doesn't always have to be financial. It could be many other ways as well. If someone is has a debts on his head, go and pay off his debts. Someone has a very big shopping bill and he's putting on tick in the shop, go and pay his bill. Unhone paise deo, ada kar yudo. Haan ji, dukandar sahab, is bande ne kitne paise hain? Janab, isne... He's got £100 on his bill. There you go, brother. Cut you off. Don't ask from him anymore. And then do it. So, you know, well, when you give, as they say, give with the right so the left hand doesn't know. Eh na wa zakat mein diti hai kitni sau pound itna bada check hua print hua social media kitni zakat diti hai 100 pound ira la 200 maare guru to ja tu. Don't ever do that. Don't advertise. Don't make fun of these people. They are poor people. You are making fun of them. You are highlighting their poverty in front of other people. Yeah, that is not good. Just imagine what if you were in their situation. Always think to yourself, what if I was in their situation, how would I feel? I can relate to one story. I went on Hajj, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, some while ago. And I had money with me as well. I had about 100 riyals in my pocket. My dad gave it to me. I went with my dad, mashallah, Allah bless him. And I had 100 riyals with me. He gave me 100 riyals. You keep these, you might need them. And we went to stone the jamarat, the shaitan. And we got split. And it was very, very bad. And at that time, there was only one bridge. There was nothing else. You can either hit from the bottom or go over the bridge and hit. Now, what people used to do was, they used to go over the bridge, hit the jamarat, and then they'll come back from that way. There was a way that you can carry on walking, but it was a long way. So what people used to do is they used to turn back, and that's where you had that crunch, and many people used to be shaheed every year. And I had 100 riyals, I lost my slippers. Now I wanted to buy some slippers. There was someone there who was selling slippers. I gave him 100 riyals. And he says, I don't have change, so I couldn't buy it. That's the time when I felt to myself, what if I had no money? Now at least I've got money with me. What if I did not have money? How would I eat? How would I walk back to my tents? And in a situation, just like, you know, we had the storm, the snowstorm, people were stranded. They had no one there, only people who can help. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami helped them. Dawat Islami has sent a help team to help these people. But, you know, just imagine they had no money to book a hotel. Even the hotel prices was sky high. They had no food to eat. Just imagine, put yourself in that situation. We've got a very beautiful kalam that we want to listen to, inshallah. So let's listen to this kalam. And when we come back, inshallah, we'll wrap up the program. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah karam, Allah karam.
Allah karam, Allah karam,
Allah karam,
دکھا ہم کو ہر سال طلب فرما ہم کو ہر سال وہ شہر دکھا ہم کو ہر سال کریں ہم طواف حرم
مولا اللہ کرم
سدا شہر مکہ میں آتا رہوں میں
یا ربنا اللہ ارحمنا اللہ یا ربنا اللہ ارحمنا
الہی میں پھرتا رہوں گرد کعبہ الہی میں پھرتا رہوں گرد کعبہ یوں قسمت کی گردش مٹاتا رہوں میں سدا شہر مکہ میں آتا رہوں میں
یا ربنا اللہ ارحمنا اللہ یا ربنا اللہ ارحمنا
الہی تو ایسا مقدر عطا کر الہی تو ایسا مقدر عطا کر ہمیشہ ہی طیبہ میں آتا رہوں میں سدا شہر مکہ میں آتا رہوں میں
یا ربنا اللہ ارحمنا اللہ یا ربنا اللہ ارحمنا
اپنا حرم دکھا دے دونوں جہاں کے مالک اپنا حرم دکھا دے دونوں جہاں کے مالک قسمت میری جگہ دے دونوں جہاں کے مالک
اے میرے مولا 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 مولا
برسوں سے آرزو ہے طیبہ کی جستجو ہے برسوں سے آرزو ہے طیبہ کی جستجو ہے ایک بار پھر دکھا دے ایک بار پھر دکھا دے دونوں جہاں کے مالک
اے میرے مولا 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 مولا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. A very beautiful story about the companions alayhim ridwan, the jazba that they had to give in the way of Allah azza wa jal. One companion who was sent by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went to another sahabi and to collect zakat from him. He looked at his animals, he observed all the animals, and he said to him that what you have, 1 year old untni, a camel 1 year old, will suffice as your zakat. So he said to the sahabi, a 1 year old untni, a she camel, can't even give milk, you can't even ride on it. I want to give you a better one. I'll give you a she camel that is older, is jawan, it'll give you milk and it will be used as a ride as well, which is better. And the sahabi, the zakat collector, he says that I can only collect what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has advised me. If you want to give more, then you'll have to go and ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's here as well. So this sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he went and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your zakat collector came to me and he said that I can only give 1 year old she camel. But Ya Rasulullah, that she camel won't even give milk. You can't even ride on it. Ya Rasulullah, I want to give something better. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled and he says, what you had, that 1 year old would have sufficed for your zakat. But if you want to give more, Allah Ta'ala will increase your wealth and give barakat. So he happily gave that older she camel in as for zakat. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him as well. So that was the jazba of the sahaba-i-kiram. We sometimes say, soap on baniya. No, I don't think it's 100 pounds. I think it's about 70 pounds. So we're trying to sometimes cut down the zakat. Alanki, these sahaba-i-kiram, even though that she camel, a 1 year old, was enough, but he didn't want to give that because it wouldn't mean anything. It wouldn't benefit anyone. So he was going to give something even better than that. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, please sit down with a clean mind, with a good heart, to work out your zakat and give it to the right people. And inshallah, Azawajal, if your closed ones and your loved ones, you've paid zakat to them and you still got zakat left over, then please do not forget Dawat Islami in your zakat and your fitrana. May Allah Ta'ala bless and accept our giving zakat. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine.